Ministers, members of the Assembly, colleagues and students, welcome to Parliament Buildings here at Stormont. On behalf of the Open University, I'm very, very grateful to the Committee for Employment and Learning for sponsoring this event tonight on the power of part-time higher education. And as a university, we're delighted that so many of you are giving up your time to join us tonight to learn a little bit more about the power of part-time and also to hear from some of our students later on in the evening. It's a particular pleasure now to ask the Chairman of the Employment and Learning Committee to address you. So could you please welcome Robin Swan, MLA.
Thank you very much, John. Ministers, Permanent Secretaries, MLAs, fellow Open University graduates, the committee is delighted to be hosting the Open University's winter reception, demonstrating the power of part-time higher education in Northern Ireland. And I am personally delighted as chair to be standing here as an Open University graduate, just in case I hadn't mentioned that before. Access to higher education is paramount in Northern Ireland. If we are to equip our citizens with the skills and competencies they need to participate fully in civil society, contribute to economic life and ultimately achieve their potential. And that's why I'm especially proud, just before we come in here today, the Committee of Employment and Learning moved a motion in the Assembly that said that this Assembly acknowledges the power of part-time higher education in Northern Ireland to contribute to economic growth, to boost productivity and to increase social mobility. Recognises that it enables citizens to fit their studies around their employment and caring responsibilities, apply their knowledge to the workplace immediately and to upskill and reskill to meet the skill needs of employers in key growth areas, and calls on the Minister for Employment and Learning and his executive colleagues to prioritise the growth of part-time higher education in Northern Ireland. And ladies and gentlemen, that motion was passed unanimously in the Assembly just about half an hour ago before we started. So I know the Open University plays a critical part here in terms of opening up access to life-changing learning and providing opportunities to people who may have experienced many barriers to education to actually transform their lives. The Open University is the largest provider of part-time higher education in Northern Ireland and has nearly 4,000 students here combining their studies with other aspects of their busy lives. For the majority of part-time students with the Open University, part-time study is the only way they can access higher education and the only way they can increase their chances of developing their careers. For example, 73% of those students who are also working either full-time or part-time. The majority of Open University students here are over 25, and many have family and caring responsibilities. 15% of the Open University student community here has a disability, requiring specific support that the OU excels in providing. The Open University applies cutting-edge technology to deliver high-quality teaching to students in every constituency across Northern Ireland, meaning those living in rural areas who cannot travel to our main cities to a campus-based university are not disadvantaged. The Open University's open access policy means that the majority of courses do not require traditional formal entry requirements. All that is needed is a desire and a commitment to learn, and that is critical, with deadlines and self-management being part of that. 71% of Open University students here entered higher education without those traditional entry requirements. That's 2,735 people who will now be able to participate in the workforce with higher skills and increase their earnings, who might never have been able to do so if not through the Open University. Part-time higher education is therefore a vital component of the higher education system in Northern Ireland, and the Open University delivers this in every constituency across the region. But it is also of critical importance to our economy. With the vast majority of Northern Ireland's 2020 workforce already in work, alongside a need for higher level skills within that workforce, our economy will rely heavily on part-time study to upskill and reskill employees throughout their lives. Employers also don't have to wait to reap the benefits. For those students who are completing their courses alongside their work, they can apply their newfound skills and knowledge immediately to the workplace. Productivity is boosted immediately. Gaining higher level skills through part-time study with the Open University shows significant positive economic impacts for students. Research shows that the Open University graduates from part-time study in Northern Ireland can show an average increase in earning potential of up to £85,000 over their lifetime. It is obvious then that part-time higher education is just too valuable to Northern Ireland society, its economy and to our citizens, who should have equal access to that opportunity to study. Ladies and gentlemen, today's event will celebrate the power of part-time to continue to provide those opportunities. On behalf of the Committee for Employment and Learning, can I thank you all for coming along here tonight to support this winter reception for the Open University. And with that, I'll hand over to John Darcy. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chairman, for those words. The Open University, I suppose, in many ways is unusual. We are a university founded on the premise of part-time. It's in our DNA, and we know we do it well. And the testimony Robin there gave in terms of the power of part-time, in terms of earning potential, the contribution we can make to citizens right across Northern Ireland, I think when you see some of the videos we're going to show you later on, that'll make it very, very tangible. There are no barriers to higher education with the Open University. As Robin said, traditional entry requirements are not necessary for the majority of our courses. We are a borderless and a boundary-free university. Location is not an issue. There are no cold spots for higher education with the Open University across Northern Ireland. And the key thing for most of our learners is the flexibility that our style of learning can bring to their lifestyles, whether caring for families, holding down a job, starting a business, or whatever. And as well as looking at employability, a key thing of the power of any sort of education is increasing a person's well-being. And again, that being a part of a community of scholars, learning more, empowering your children, your cousins, your nieces, your aunts and uncles to learning is a powerful thing to do in your community. And learning at your own pace. The key thing we focus on is encouraging people to learn. So many of you in this room are probably the same sort of vintage as me. You'll remember those late night black and white television programmes which often featured men in crazy ties talking about mathematics and physics. We still use the BBC, but in a slightly more engaging way these days. We tend to be prime time full colour, and I'm sure many of you last night watched The Hunt. So there are a few of these exclusive posters of people who want to dive in here. But part of that is getting people, while they're sitting back on their sofas on a Sunday night, is to lean forward and think, I might be interested in learning about science. We're very proud this year that we were involved in the Ireland with Simon Reeve programme. There was a two-parter a couple of weeks ago where he travelled right around Ireland and found some interesting things to talk about. And we got some really good feedback on that. And that's where we want Chairman and Minister to sort of take the Open University moving forward, in that we become much more relevant to the needs of citizens across Northern Ireland than we even currently are. So that's an important thing for us to do. We are also pioneering in terms of how we use technology. Most of our students now are getting their course materials or virtual learning environment on a smart device or a laptop, but we still do books. Books are still very important for people in terms of their learning process, so we continue to do that. We're also, as part of our mission, we provide a lot of free material. When I say it's free, it's not really free, because the department fund us each year. Wales funds us, England funds us, and so does Scotland. So the taxpayer contributes to the open educational learning resources that we put out. And just to give you an idea of the scale that we operate at, scale that we can bring here to Northern Ireland, Open Learn, we've had 40 million learners accessing free learning over the last 10 years. That's an average of 4 million per year. There's 800 courses from business to cyber technology, right through to the arts and social sciences. And a new innovation we brought in this year was the introduction of badges. This is not like being in the Scouts or the Girl Guides. These are badges which accredit your learning as you progress. They're not credit points that will necessarily get you into a university, but they're an incredibly powerful hook to keep people interested in courses. So we hope to roll that out over the next year in great force as well. We launched 3 years ago another platform called FutureLearn, and that's where we work with 75 other universities across the globe. And we're very proud to be working here in Northern Ireland with Queen's University and in the Republic of Ireland with Trinity College Dublin. Those universities are seeing the benefits of the style of learning that we take forward. Queen's had over 8,000 learners on their first course, which was a very geeky sort of thing. It was Introduction to Sound Technology. And with Trinity College's first MOOC attracted 22,000 learners. It was a history of Ireland between 1919 and 1922. So you can imagine a huge diaspora were tuning into that. We also work with Google. We have the largest educational YouTube channel. And with Apple, we have provided 68 million free downloads of educational material through the iTunes University. As the Chairman said, we work right across every constituency. We have a nice little map, and we will be pestering MLAs in those constituencies that we feel we need to get your numbers up, that we'll help you get those numbers up. But the key thing that I want to leave you with is what our students say about part-time learning. It's very easy for me to say part-time learning's great. That's because I work for the Open University. But we're going to play you now three videos, and this is students in their own words talking about how part-time higher education with the Open University has transformed their lives. So thanks very much, everyone, for your attention. Some of the students that were featured in the video are here this evening, so we now have some time to enjoy some refreshments and network and chat to them about the power of part-time. Could I thank them very much for taking part in our video and giving up their time, and thank you all for coming this evening.